Is that you, Thora, dear? I hope you're not ill.
I? No.
Oh, you must be. You seem to be always consulting the doctor of late.
No, I assure you.
Nonsense. Let me feel your pulse. You're burning, my dear doctor. Don't you think the fever will pass over?
Everything has its time.
Would you rather have me freezing?
No. A medium temperature is the best. Ask my husband.
Oh, what a nice garden. Oh, the whole family gathered in a confidential circle. That's not very polite to the guests.
I'm just going, Father dear.
Aha, it's you the ladies are paying court to, Mr. Stensgaard. I must look to this.
Mr. Stensgaard, remain here.
Has Madame any objection?
Come, let us go.
It's impossible to get these two separated.
It would be sinful to try.
Fools that we are. How Providence blesses us in spite of ourselves. Dora, look after Selma. Get a shawl for her, and don't let her run about so. She'll catch cold. How short-sighted we mortals are, Doctor. Do you know any cure for that disease?
The spectacles of experience. Through them you'll see more clearly a second time.
Oh, just so. Thanks for the advice. But since you feel yourself at home here, you must really look after your guests.
Certainly. Come, Stensgaard, shall we...
Oh, no. There's my old friend Haida out there.
He thinks himself at home here, too.
So he does.
Well, we two will join forces and do our best.
You were speaking of Daniel Haida, Chamberlain. I must say I was rather surprised to see him here.
Were you? Mr. Haida and I are old school and college friends. Besides, we've had a good many dealings with each other in many ways since...
Yes, Mr. Haida was good enough to give his own account of some of these transactions yesterday evening. Had it not been for him, I certainly should not have let myself boil over as I did. But he has a way of speaking of people and things that, in short, he has a vile tongue in his head.
My dear young friend, Mr. Haida is my guest. You mustn't forget that. My house is Liberty Hall, with only one reservation. My guests must not be discussed to their disadvantage.
I beg your pardon, I'm sure.
Oh, never mind. You belong to the younger generation. That's not so punctilious. As for Mr. Haida, I don't think you really know him. I, at any rate, owe Mr. Haida a great deal.
Yes. So he gave one to understand, but I didn't think...
I owe him the best part of our domestic happiness, Mr. Stensgaard. I owe him my daughter-in-law. Yes, that's really so. Daniel Haida was kind to her in her childhood. She was a little prodigy. She gave concerts when she was 10 years old. I dare say you've heard her spoken of. Selma Sjöblom.
Sjöblom? Yes, of course. Her father was Swedish?
Yes, a music teacher. He came here many years ago. Musicians, you know, are seldom millionaires, and their habits are not always calculated to... In short, Mr. Haida has always had an eye for talent. He was struck with the child, and had her sent to Berlin. And then... When her father was dead, and Haida's fortunes were on the wane, she returned to Christiania, where she was, of course, taken up by the best people. That's how my son happened to fall in love with her.